You're listening to SBS News.
2 years ago, Finian Kelly thought he had lost his battle with cancer and was preparing to say goodbye to his wife.
I was on the verge of death. Basically, I was told twice that I was going to die. My doctor started looking for people, or looking for different treatments, basically. And from there, then, we discovered CAR-T.
CAR-T cell therapy saved the Sydney father of two's life. The now 50-year-old had a one-time treatment with the drug Kymriah as part of a clinical trial at Melbourne's Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre. His wife Bernie says she'll be forever grateful.
Without this therapy, we wouldn't have a father and husband anymore. It was absolutely vital. It was a matter between life and death, basically.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration has now approved the therapy, which patients not included in clinical trials previously needed to travel overseas to access. It is approved for the treatment of children and young adults with acute lymphoblastic leukemia and for adult patients with diffuse B-cell lymphoma, where standard therapies have failed. A haematologist at the Peter MacCallum Centre, Dr. Michael Dickinson, says the treatment has delivered lasting results for some patients.
This treatment has shown that you can place patients in long-standing complete remissions with an immunotherapy, and so it's probably the beginning of a new era for cancer therapies in Australia.
During the treatment process, immune cells, or T cells, are drawn from a patient's blood. The cells are infected with the virus, which make them target and kill the cancer. Dr. Dickinson says the cells are then delivered back to the patient, where they remain active for years.
And the amazing thing is that it's a single dose and the treatment stays alive in the patient fighting the cancer after it's been given. So it's a live single dose treatment rather than other therapies where we have to treat and treat and treat.
Around 470 people a year could benefit from the therapy in Australia, but who will cover the cost of care is yet to be agreed on. Daniel Clark of Sydney travelled to Boston in October to get CAR-T therapy for the lymphoma. The aircraft maintenance engineer says the three-month stay has been challenging financially, logistically and emotionally.
We had to pack up our lives and take time away from work and pull three kids out of school at obviously different stages of their schooling lives, and you know, sort of set aside 3 months living in a different country.
The 45-year-old's wife, Leanne, says they are relieved the therapy has now been approved for use in Australia.
We weren't able to wait around for that to happen, but approval is one thing, and patients actually being able to access the treatment is quite another, because it is a very expensive treatment.
The therapy is not currently part of the pharmaceutical benefits scheme, and it could cost patients up to $500,000. Health Minister Greg Hunt says he's working on making it available in public hospitals.
Our goal is to make sure that in conjunction with the states, this is available through our hospitals, so as every patient who will potentially benefit has that access, courtesy of the government.
The pharmaceutical company that owns the therapy says it is committed to working with the federal government to make the treatment accessible as soon as possible. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.